KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX 93.5.
Family and my lovely mom and dad. That was Love Hangover by Diana Ross, as requested by Yana from Oakland. And this is Out of Office, the show that plays all kinds of music, talks about stuff in and out and in and around the workplace, and goes in deep, not literally, of course, to places we probably shouldn't go. Last week, we reenacted the final scene in Rogue One, probably to the dismay of many local Star Wars fans. And before that, Brian Night Fever Presley and I highlighted The Notebook and Love Actually as your go-to movies to test the limits of your new home theater system. Tonight, since this is an early Mother's Day show, we're going to attempt, I guess we're going to attempt, to change the stigma around yo mama jokes. And to help, I'm joined by two super women who are also moms, Gina Ray and Donna Hahn. Donna heads up Hahn Communications, and Gina heads up Ray Public Relations. And if you recall, she was my guest host on our second show. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Joe. I'm so glad to be back. Thank you for having me back.
Hi, Donna.
Hey, Joe. Good to be here.
Welcome. I'm surprised you were willing to come back, actually.
Yeah, I actually really do love coming down here into Laguna. In fact, I was down at Royal Hawaiian this past weekend.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, lapu lapus.
So until I have this committed to Mary, we're going to go through our to-do list, mom style.
Yes, I have two mom voices.
So okay.
I'm going to do my checklist and those voices. Kids out there, you might recognize these voices. Joe.
Yes.
Do you remember the name of the station?
I do. KX93.5, Laguna's only FM station.
Okay, Joe. What's the name of the show?
It's Out of Office with Joe and Lacey and sometimes Jared, Gina, Brian, and or Donna.
Joe, who sponsors our Out of Office?
Cox Communications.
Would you like a cup of coffee?
No, my mom said I'm not old enough yet.
Now, this is my pleading mom voice. Press release?
I got something from the Boys and Girls Club of Laguna Beach.
And who are the guests tonight?
You guys are Mrs. Ray and Mrs. Hahn.
The number to text the station, or if you get lost?
It's 949-715-5936.
Okay, now I want to see you do it without looking at the paper.
949-715-5936.
Good job. Did you brush your teeth? And I don't mean just running the water for a minute.
Yeah.
Okay, some advice for today. Make sure you make good choices when you leave home.
Of course, Mom. This is Out of Office on KX 93.5.
Se fueron y dónde estarán cuando se fueron. you get when you fall in love? A girl with a pin to burst your bubble. That's what you get for all your trouble. I'll never fall in love again. I'll never fall in love again. What do you get when you kiss a girl? You get enough germs to catch pneumonia. After you do, she'll never phone you. I'll never fall in love again. I'll never fall in love again. Don't tell me what it's all about, 'cause I've been there and I'm glad I'm out. Out of those chains that bind you. That is why I'm here to remind you. What do you get when you fall in love? You only get lies and pain and sorrow. So for at least until tomorrow, I'll never fall in love again. I'll never fall in love again. I'm here to remind you, what do you get when you give your heart? You get it all broken up and battered. That's what you get, a heart that's shattered. I'll never fall in love again. I'll never fall in love again. Never, never fall in love again. I'll never fall in love again.
Welcome back to the Out of Office Early Mother's Day episode. We had Oza Motley with Donde Se Fueron, followed by DJ Andy Smith remixing Jack Jones's cover of I'll Never Fall in Love Again. Did you know that Jack Jones sang the theme to Love Boat?
Love Boat.
Oh. Da, 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 da. Gina, you sing well. And before we get started, do you guys have any shout outs that you wanted to make? Friends, family? I know Vera is.
Hi, Mom. Thank you for listening. I'd like to shout out to my sister-in-law, Marlene Hahn, Laguna Beach resident.
Oh.
And say hi to my wonderful niece, Haley, goes to Thurston Middle School.
Oh, yay!
And I'll do one more shout out to all of the Mr. Moms out there, in particular our friend Jason, and to all the single moms out there that do double duty, my friend Jennifer.
Oh, excellent. So before we get started with this press release, I also wanted to congratulate one of my coworkers, or two of my coworkers, Kristen and Jeff Camulia, who welcome baby Kate on May 3rd. Aww. And I didn't want to leave out their beautiful 2-year-old daughter, Ava. So congrats.
Congratulations.
So we're going to move right into press release time. We have something here from the Boys and Girls Club of Laguna Beach. They have something big coming up this Saturday. Let me cue up the music. You might recognize this tune. Go for it.
Okay, the Rat Pack is back, everybody. The Boys and Girls Club of Laguna Beach is proud to present their 17th annual Art of Giving Gala this Saturday on May 13th at the Montage Laguna Beach.
The club guests are invited to participate in the evening that will have a swanky 60s take on Laguna Beach.
Guests will start the evening on the Montage lawn with tasty morsels, signature cocktails, and a couple of surprises.
The evening will continue with an elegant dinner and a rousing live auction, followed by dancing with live music that will bring you back to golden days when names like Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, and Sammy Davis Jr. owned the nightlife.
The event will raise funds to help the club reach more young people and instill integrity, compassion, and respect in them. This promises to be the event of the year and a chance to generously support the club and its over 2,000 youth members and families.
Proceeds raised at the gala go directly toward empowering children of all ages to reach their full potential, no matter their financial situation.
So, mark your little black books and join the Boys and Girls Club of Laguna Beach for a swinging good time at the 17th Annual Art of Giving Gala this Saturday.
Table sponsorships are available until Saturday. For more information about the gala, please contact Michelle Ray, no relation to me, at 949-494-2535, extension 7584, or Michelle R. at bgclaguna.org, or visit the club website at www.bgclaguna.org.
Oh, and it's not too late, so visit bgclagunabeach.org for more info. And I would like to share that I'm a Boys and Girls Club alumni. In fact, Michelle used to be my boss.
Oh, really?
Which
one?
The one in Temecula. It was South Boys and Girls Club of Southwest County. So that was about 14 years ago.
Coming full circle.
Yeah, so it was great to see her recently. And, you know, we're more than happy to promote the Boys and Girls Club. And if you do get a chance, it probably is pretty swanky. She does a great job putting together these types of events.
Well, it's the montage.
Yeah, that is the montage.
Sounds like a good time.
Hey, Joe, I'd like to also throw something else out there for everybody who's listening. This is another great opportunity for people who are concerned about our environment. Cox Communications, in partnership with the Trust for Public Land, is asking the public to nominate your local Orange County Environmental Heroes for Cox's statewide 2017 Cox Conserves Heroes Awards program. Actually, you don't have to just be in Orange County. It can be anywhere in the Cox service area in California. So nominations for volunteers, we are looking for people who are creating, preserving, or enhancing our wonderful outdoor spaces. And we are accepting nominations through 5 o'clock tomorrow. So you have to do this quickly, people, at Cox Conserves Heroes. So if you're interested in nominating a volunteer, somebody that you think really deserves to be recognized, go to coxconservesheroes.com. So that's www.coxconservesheroes.com.
Thank you, Donna. This is Out of Office on KX93.5, and here's waiting from FKJ.
Don't you know we kill?
Having a really interesting discussion on Bon Jovi right now, but I'm gonna stay out of that one. But I would like to say I love that last song, Can I Get a Witness by Barbara Randolph, and you know who else likes that song? Auntie Adele. She loves that song.
Hi, Auntie Adele.
along with several women empowerment songs. Do you two have any particular favorites?
Well, I don't think you can beat I Will Survive. Yeah. But go back to the 60s and R-E-S-P-E-C-T by the incomparable Aretha
Franklin.
I have to go on the whole Bon Jovi topic. It's My Life. I always find that very empowering.
Excellent choice. I think a whole country of mine loves Bon Jovi. And so to get started on Mother's Day activities, I wanted to bring Donna and Gina to the show. Both are APR certified PR consultants who are able to balance their profession while raising their kids. Let's hear both your stories and how you guys do it.
Okay. Well, I decided to go out on my own as a PR consultant, mainly because I had a family. I have a family. And it was a good way for me to balance it. And your question is, how do we balance it? Well,
yes. You
have to have a really good self-discipline and time management. And learn to work late nights and squeeze in the kids' stuff in between.
So, and you have three boys?
I do.
Wow.
Yes.
And you know how boys are.
Oh, yes. There's footprints on the walls, which you're like, why are there feet on the wall? But yeah.
And Donna?
Well, I went out on my own many years ago. But before that, I worked both agency side and public relations and in-house corporate PR. And that gave me a really good background and the ability to go off on my own when I had my children. And it gave me a lot of flexibility so that I could be home with them, go to the sports games like Gina's talking about. Mm-hmm. Both my kids were athletes, Little League, soccer, football, you name it, they did it. And it takes a lot of time. And yet you don't want to miss a game because you'll never have that time again. And there's nothing better than watching your kid do well at a sport that they love. So balance is difficult, but it's so important because they're always going to remember that you were there watching them. Whether they had a good game or a bad game, or it might be ballet, or it could be piano or guitar. My son is a musician, and he's been in one band or another since eighth grade. And he doesn't live locally anymore, so I don't get to see all of his experiences and all of his musicianship. But I'm there rooting for him all the time, and I try to catch up listening to them online. But my kids are a little bit older than Gina's. They're young adults, so I'm a little bit more free than she is. And I guess you'd call me an empty nester, which is beautiful.
So do you have any tips for Gina as your boys are starting?
Yeah, Derek is 9, Evan is 12, and Aiden is 14.
Wow.
My son will be 26 this month. And Matt, if you're listening, happy birthday. I love you.
Oh,
and
happy birthday, Matt.
And my daughter is living in Brooklyn and working in Manhattan.
Wow.
And I'm sure she's asleep by now, though.
So I because, you know, we are sponsored by Cox Communications, I have to ask, how did you guys manage the television?
Oh, the DVR. The DVR was our saving grace because during the day, they would watch their kids' shows to keep them entertained and educated, all those educational shows out there, and then watch our adult-friendly shows in the evenings. And then, of course, there's the Kids Zone section that has all the kid-friendly shows, Nickelodeon and PBS and all those type. And then, of course, the parental controls. Nothing over PG-13 is allowed. So that's how we use the TV is, you know, how do you balance everything?
Yeah.
Well, there is a lot of screen time, but we kind of justify it as it's educational.
Yeah.
And we build in outside time in between there, but definitely use the DVR and parental controls.
Well, and, you know, for some, it's a reward, right, for kids if they do their chores and listen to mom and dad and hit a home run. No pressure like that?
No.
So now I want to get to the real meat of this interview. And I think we've been kind of previewing this. What do you really want for Mother's Day. And let's break it down by age group and income because, you know, little Timmy, Bobby aren't able to afford the diamond necklace. So we'll start with Gina.
Okay. Well, the schools are really great about helping us, helping out the kids. They always do the handprints. Those are adorable. Love them. But as they get older, like right now, my 9-year-old is making me a cell phone holder made out of Legos. So the fact that he's using his stash of Legos to make me something for my phone that he always sees in my hand all the time, that's from his heart. And he's using his gift, and he's using it for me as a gift for me.
Oh, how about your other two boys?
Well,
no pressure, guys.
I know, exactly. I think Dad will take them out and get them something. But definitely during school ages, the teachers help them get gifts for the moms.
Oh, nice. And Donna, what do you want for
Mother's Day? Because my kids don't live close, all I want on Mother's Day is a phone call.
Oh, easy enough, guys.
Even a text. Whatever. But no, actually, what I want for Mother's Day is to know that my children are happy. That is the best present. And if your children are happy, you're happy. And I have a little different situation probably than Gina, but my mother is elderly. And so we are going to spend Mother's Day with her. She had a very serious health attack over Christmas. And you never know, so we're going to make this Mother's Day a happy one for both her and me, just being together, along with my wonderful husband.
Aww.
That's very nice. And I was actually polling some of my friends earlier today about what do they really want, what do we us moms really want for Mother's Day? And, of course, it's the clean house, right?
Yes.
And maybe having food already prepared for you. So I wouldn't recommend going out to dinner or brunch on Mother's Day because that's always a nightmare. But like what Donna was saying, my other friend Adriana was saying that just for them to spend time with them, and that's with you as an empty nester, to have them pop in or call you would be it, the best gift.
And speaking of which, so if you want to send a message to your mom, text the show at 949-715-5936. Did not read that. I memorized it. This is Out of Office on KX93.5.
Oh, and now that's a start. Is this your name or a doctor's eye chart? You were ready. I have an angel, have a tongue.
Welcome back, and especially my first-time listeners, like Melissa Fuller from Laguna-ish Beach. I believe she might be my first and only listener listening on the radio. That was Dyslexic Heart by Peter Westerberg. You may recognize that song from the movie Singles. And before, we had Will Dare by The Replacements. So let's get to the fun stuff. I think I can pull this off. I need to... we spoke about Jack Jones earlier and the Love Boat, and I was able to pull up that song. So
nice.
We're going to I know everyone's probably out there shopping for Mother's Day cards, and some of us will probably need to figure out what to put in them. So I think everyone's familiar with the Yo Mama jokes. So I wanted to try something a little different for anyone to put in their cards. I have a list of your mother joke starters. Notice your mother jokes, not yo mama jokes. So I'm gonna go ahead and start this Love Boat theme. Let's see if that. There we go.
I promise not to sing along.
It's hard not to.
I know.
With the love. But and so we're gonna put that little song in the background. I think it's the appropriate Mother's Day song. So I have a list of your mother joke starters here. And with the help of Donna and Gina, we're going to add a little more positivity to the Yo Mama paradigm. That's an SAT word. So here I'll start. Your mother is so nice that when I come to your house, she offered warm chocolate chip cookies and the option for regular or soy milk because you never know. So, all right, are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I've got one.
You got one. All right, I'm going to. So, your mother is so smart
that she says, ask your father first.
Wow. That's good. Okay. So.
Thank you, Brian.
Yeah. Thank you, Brian. You should be writing jokes for the show. So, here's the next one. Your mother is so radiant.
She wears a halo to bed.
See, everyone should be taking these notes. It's perfect for your cards. It's great. And the last one I have here is, your mother is so generous
that when you eat a slice of chocolate cake, she gains the pounds for you.
Now that is one generous mom. So, should we continue, or should we?
Donna has one more.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, which is this?
Generous.
Okay, your mother is so generous.
She gives you extra scoops of love.
So hopefully we're able to take all of these suggestions, put them in your Mother's Day cards, and if you ever need more, you could text us. And I believe Brian is out there also helping us with some of these jokes. And I'm surprised, though, because if I said your mother is so about Bunko, where would we go with that conversation? I'm a little familiar with that.
Just get more wine.
Oh, is that what Bunko is?
Yes.
And can you describe a little bit about what Bunko is?
Some Bunko groups are more drunko. Yes. Drunko. Not mine, of course.
Well, I mean, it's important to have these activities to balance out life.
Especially when your kids are little. Uh-huh. And that's when my Bunko group started. So it's been going on a long time. And we still get together on Friday nights. And we start late because when we first started out, the kids were little. And we used to have to feed them before we could go out. It's a way to stay sane.
Okay. So I think the next Bunko party, it's either Gina or Donna. So I'll give you that address later. Here's Mamma Mia.
Now
Yes, we all know and love that ABBA song. So I have a little shout out to my mothers, Bonnie and Mima. Mima? Is it Mima? From Annalise. Thank you for texting the show. And I wanted to remind everyone to check out the Mother's Day movie lineup on Cox On Demand. Before we go, I have a little quiz for Donna and Gina. I wanted to know what the best meal and beverages are for these Mother's Day movies. Let's start with Steel Magnolia.
Okay, well, nobody can forget the armadillo-shaped red velvet cake. So definitely have to have some red velvet cake when watching that movie.
And Freaky Friday? You want to take that one?
French fries and beer.
French fries and beer?
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. And I think, let's see. Did you want to go?
Mr. Mom?
Yes.
Michael Keaton.
I remember that one.
Yes. Okay, for Michael, celebrating Mother's Day, Father's Day.
Sure.
Craft beer and steak. Yeah.
Which was perfect. So I wanted to thank Gina and Donna for coming on the show. Hope you guys had some fun. Happy Mother's Day to my mom, Lilia, and all the mothers and Mr. Moms out there. My sister, too. Did you guys want to shout out to...
Yes. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. My mom and first-time new mom, Dina and Alex, with their baby, Nolan. Happy Mother's Day to you.
And Donna, anything else? All right.
Happy Mother's Day to all the wonderful mothers out there. And hope it's a good one.
Thanks for having us, Joe.
Any Thanks time. For having us. It
Looking
was great.
Looking forward to... We'll come back for Father's Day, right? So this is Joe Camaro, and who needs a sign-off when I have everlasting love? This is Out of Office on KX93.5.
Straight up.
KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX 93.5.